Exam preparation. Listening practice 6. Page 95. The South North Water Transfer Project. You are going to hear a lecture about a special project in China. Listen and complete the sentences.
Good morning, students. As you well know, China has become one of the most powerful countries in the world, but unfortunately, it hasn't got enough water for the entire country. Think of it this way. China has about the same land area as the United States, but 4 times its population, 1,350,000,000 people. That means it's home to 20% of the world's people, but it's only got 7% of the world's water. To make things worse, southern China has got 80% of the country's water, while the north is very, very dry. That's not good, because northern China is the center of industry and agriculture. It's quite obvious that this is a major problem, but the Chinese have come up with a solution. They're going to move water from the south to the dry north. They're calling it the South-North Water Transfer Project. Water's been transferred in lots of places, but nothing this big has ever been tried before anywhere in the world. It's just incredible. No one has ever attempted to move this much water or to move water such a long distance. Let me explain. The south of China has got a huge river called the Yangtze. It runs across the country from west to east. What the Chinese are doing is they're building 3 more or less parallel routes, and each route will take water from the Yangtze to the north. They're calling it the Eastern Route, the Central Route, and the Western Route. It's hard to believe, but these routes are going to carry almost 12 trillion gallons a year, and the total length of all 3 routes put together is close to 3,000 kilometers. They're 1,152, 1,264, and 447 kilometers long, respectively. It's sort of like moving water all the way from London to Istanbul. It's very impressive, but as you might expect with a project this massive, there are a lot of environmental issues that are coming up. To begin with, the Chinese first started planning this project 50 years ago, and that's when they worked out how much water to divert from the Yangtze. But things have changed since then. Unfortunately, while the south used to have lots of rain, it's recently been having droughts. So the Yangtze now has less water. But they haven't changed the amount they want to take from it. Why is this bad from the Yangtze River? Because when the amount of water in a river goes down, it can't clean itself of pollutants. So the quality of the water is reduced as well. This can have a devastating effect on everything living in and near it, fish, birds and plants, and of course on the 430 million people who depend on it. And what's really tragic is that in order to construct the central route, almost 350,000 people have been forced to move because it goes right through their farms, towns and villages. You might ask, will this project, even though it isn't perfect, at least solve the water problem in the north? Actually, by the time it's finished in about 2050, the population will have grown so much that it will help, but it won't be enough. And because of industries near the routes, the water may be too polluted to use anyway once it reaches the north. In my opinion, China has to do a lot more about water recycling and conservation and concentrate less on grandiose projects. But despite all these issues, it doesn't look like China's going to give up on its South-North Water Transfer Project.